WMFO in Medford, Boston, and worldwide online. This is Roots in Resurgence Radio, a deep dive into the past, present, and future of rock and roll. So, hi, it's another 2 weeks. Every other Thursday at 6 o'clock, you can hear me here. Stay tuned in 30 minutes for the 10-Minute Decade, a new feature that I'm coming up that I'm starting, and that would be the 10-Minute Decade, eventually be the 10-Minute Monsters for Monsters of Rock, etc. So, kicking off the set, this is Leonard Skinnerd with I Ain't the One off their first album, pronounced Leonard Skinnerd.
Some kind of spirits. sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to the show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see a sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old Mo-Evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you've been a growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Roots and Resurgence, a deep dive into the past, present, and hopefully future of rock and roll. And you just heard the past of rock and roll. Little Sister by Elvis Presley. It was released in 1961. And if memory serves, I believe that was on a sort of lackluster Elvis movie. And it was pretty much the only good thing to come out of that movie. I don't remember which movie it was. Before that, you heard Axe with Rock and Roll Party in the Street. It was inspired by guitarist Bobby Barth, who was walking down the street, went inside to a bar, heard a group of musicians playing together just for the sheer joy of it. There was no audience, no expectations, and he wrote this in the as a tribute to the spirit of communal music making. Yes, I hit the internet before I went on air. Before Rock and Roll Party in the Streets, Fascination Street by The Cure from the 1989 album Disintegration. And we opened up with I Ain't the One by Lynyrd Skynyrd, the voice of Ronnie Van Zant. All of the original members, the original founding members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, have passed on with the passing of Gary Rossington at the beginning of March. Sad to say. All right, coming up in about 15 to 20 minutes, we have the 10-minute decade with the 1950s. So hang out for that. Before that, we have one of my favorite new bands. This is Might As Well Be Me by Larkin Poe.
If you won't hurt somebody, oh, it might as well be me. Yeah, if you won't. I've been there for you, baby, all along. Giving love to you daily, making it strong, so strong. If you wanna hurt someone, trouble weighs on you lately. Is there in your eyes? And it's driving you crazy. Let me inside, inside. If you wanna hurt somebody, oh, it might as well be me. Yeah, if you wanna do something.
valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam and the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone.
We'll be right back. twisted at the foot of a burning bike. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating. I'm breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat.
WMFO in Medford, Boston, and worldwide online. On the campus of Tufts University, this is Roots and Resurgence, and this is the 10-Minute Decade. This week, we're exploring the 1950s. The 1950s were a kind of birth decade of rock and roll. It's where African-American gospel and rhythm and blues and white country music all collided. This next song is considered by many to be the very first rock and roll song due to its use of a driving rhythm, blues-inspired vocals, and distorted electric guitar. And according to legend, the amp used by guitarist Willie Kizart was damaged on the way to the studio, creating the distortion sound. Released in 1951 by Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, Rocket 88 was a hit on both the R&B and country music charts. The Delta Cats were actually the popular R&B band Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm, but shuffled up with Brenston, the band's saxophonist, on vocals. The song was recorded at the legendary Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee, and was produced by Sam Phillips, who would later famously work with Elvis Presley.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! We'll be right back. in my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
And the next song on the Roots and Resurgence 10-minute decade, the 1950s, was an accidental hit. A truck driver from Memphis named Elvis Presley was in a lackluster recording session at Sun Studios when, on a break, he and the band jammed out an impromptu version of this song, written in 1946 by blues musician Arthur Big Boy Crudup. Sun Records producer Sam Phillips recorded the session, which went on to jumpstart Elvis's career, winning fans nationwide, and bridging the gap between black and white music. This song, That's All Right, is considered a pivotal moment in rock and roll history.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama, anyway, do. Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right, that's all right. That's all right, Mama, anyway, do.
In 1955, Chuck Berry signed a recording contract with Chicago's influential Chess Records and began releasing a series of hit songs that would help define the sound of early rock and roll. His unique guitar playing style and catchy lyrics made him one of the most popular and influential musicians of his time. In 1958, Berry released this song, Johnny B. Goode, which is considered one of the most iconic and influential songs in rock and roll history.
up to Boston. He was looking for some balls to break. He just got in from Quincy, where he'd rained out a lobster bake. At the Copley Tea, he saw kids on a fiddle and smoking a butt. The devil jumped up on a globe dispenser, said, "Dude, let me tell you what. I bet you didn't know it, kid, but I can fucking strum. You may think you're all hot shit, but you're just a fucking bum. I've rocked all the hot spots from the Garden to the Wang. I'll bet a lotto card and a pack of mobs that you can't fucking hang." The kid said, "My name's Sully, and you're a stupid fuck. But if you want a party, I'm game to enter back." "Sully, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hot. Shit's going down in Boston and the devil deals the cards. And you could win a lotto card and pack of Marlboros. And if you lose, the devil gets your soul." His case and said, "I'll fucking start." Fire shot from his fingertips. Damn, that shit was hot. The screech across the strings, it got the subway cops all pissed. Then the Dropkick Murphys showed up and it sounded something like this.
"Fuck you, Donnie. Fuck you. I told you before, I'm not going out there wearing this
said, "Good job, but I hear that shit like every hour. I'm gonna rip it up now, then you could take a fucking shower." "Oil in the harbor, watch out, sailor. Bringing in steamers from a Boston whaler. Cocked in Mattapan, stealing a truck. You're freezing Southie, what the fuck?" Cause he knew he'd just been tossed. He started chugging vodka to soften up the loss. Sully shouted, "Devil, come on back if you ever want to press your luck. I told you once, you're hot on. You're a wicked, stupid fuck."
Dimmi la tua verità, Coraline, Coraline. 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 Coraline bella come il sole, corriera dal cuore zelante, capelli come rose rosse, preziosi quei fili di rame, amore portali da me. Se senti campane cantare, vedrai Coraline che piange, che prende il dolore degli altri e poi lo porta dentro lei. E Coraline, Coraline, dimmi le tue verità, Coraline, Coraline, dimmi le tue verità, Coraline, Coraline, dimmi le tue verità, Coraline, Coraline. Però lei sa la verità, non è per tutti andare avanti con il cuore che è diviso in due metà. Che freddo già, è una bambina però sente come un peso e prima o poi si spezzerà e la gente dirà, non vale niente, non riesce neanche a uscire da una misera porta, ma un giorno una volta lei ci riuscirà. Coraline che può crescere, prendere le sue cose e poi partire. Ma sente un mostro che la tiene in gabbia, che le ricopre la strada di mine. Detto a Coraline che può crescere, prendere le sue cose e poi partire. Ma Coraline non vuole mangiare, no. Sì, Coraline vorrebbe sparire. E Coraline piange, Coraline all'ansia, Coraline vuole il mare. Forse il mare è dentro di lei.
ma dentro di lei. Sarò il fuoco ed il freddo, riparo d'inverno, sarò ciò che respiri, capirò cosa hai dentro e sarò l'acqua da bere, il significato del bene, sarò anche un soldato o la luce di sera e in cambio non chiedo.
Corallina, Corallina, dimmi le tue verità. Corallina, Corallina, dimmi le tue verità. Corallina, Corallina, dimmi le tue verità. Corallina, Corallina, Corallina bella come il sole. Ha perso il frutto del suo ventre, non ha conosciuto l'amore. Ma un padre che di padre ha niente, le han detto in città c'è un castello con mura talmente potenti che se ci va a vivere dentro non potrà colpirti più niente, non potrà colpirti più niente.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Roots and Resurgence. Deep dive into the past, present, future of rock and roll music. So that was Coraline by Måneskin. Or I think that's how you pronounce them. They're an Italian band, and that was in Italian. And apparently Måneskin, if I'm pronouncing it right, means, I think it means thunder in Dutch, is what I read. And before that, you heard Locals' Adam Ezra Group with Devil Came Up to Boston. I love that song. That was, I'm going to say 2006, but I'm not entirely sure about that. Yeah, and coming up next, we've got the Kinks doing what I'm doing, spending their life living in a rock and roll fantasy. Stay tuned. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by going to voiceovernerd.com/radio and drop a message, maybe a request. I'll be on again in 2 weeks. This is the Kinks, and we'll see what comes up after that. Have a great day.
Hello you, hello me, hello people we used to be. Isn't it strange, we never changed. We've been through it all, yet we're still the same. And I know, it's a miracle we still go. For all we know, we might still have a way to go. Hello me, hello you. You say you're worn out, wanna start anew. Throw in your hand, break up the band, start a new life, be a new man. But for all we know, we might still have a way to go. Before you go, there's something you ought to know.
a guy in my block. He lives for rock. He plays records day and night. And when he feels down, he puts some rock and roll on, and it makes him feel alright.
Is done. You might be through, but I've just begun. I don't know. I feel free and I won't let go. Before you go, there's something you ought to know.
Dan is a fan and he lives for our music. It's the only thing that gets him by. Shows. He's seen us low and he's seen us high. Oh, but you and me keep thinking that the